page 97. Module 8. Making friends at home and abroad. Are you going on an exchange this year? Are you going to stay with a host family? Do you want to make new friends? Then you need to know how to be polite, because being polite is different in different countries. A. When you meet new people in Spain or France, you usually kiss women twice on the cheek. Men shake hands. People in the UK are more formal, so you should shake hands when you meet a stranger. B. In the UK you don't have to bring a present, like flowers or chocolates, but people will think you are very polite if you do. In Germany, Austria and the UK you mustn't be late. It's very rude. In Mexico you should be late, it's normal. In the USA you mustn't arrive early. In Central Europe and Scandinavia you must take your shoes off when you arrive, so always wear clean socks. C. You mustn't click your fingers in a restaurant in the UK. In China you must never click your fingers anywhere, it's very rude. However, it's okay to burp in China. In fact it's polite, but in most European countries you mustn't. In France you shouldn't tell jokes at dinner. The French take eating seriously. D. In some countries it's okay to interrupt a conversation, but you shouldn't in the UK or the USA. You should wait until the other speakers have finished, especially if they are older than you. Wherever you go, have fun. And remember, if you want to make friends, be polite. Reading. 7. Read and listen. Match headings 1 to 4 with paragraphs A to D. 1. Chatting. 2. Visiting someone's house. 3. Having a meal. 4. Meeting people. 8. Read the text again and answer the questions. 1. What should you do when you meet someone for the first time in the UK? 2. In which country is it a good idea to take a present? 3. In which country is it acceptable to burp? 4. Can you interrupt a conversation in the USA? 9. Interface work in pairs. What other cultural rules do you know? In India, you should only eat with your right hand. 10. Personal project breaking news. Goodbye, FSH and chips. Write a piece of news about changing trends in English dining. Surf the internet to find a new menu for the new eating habits. Advertise the new menu.